I wanted to speak to everybody who's been following and helping my platform grow to the level it has. I want to say thank you. I appreciate your comments, your likes, your interactions, your DMs, you sending me information. And I really want my platform to be a community page to help keep each other safe, inform each other, and, you know, even debate and have dialogue. The Vancouver True Crime Podcast and Instagram page has taken on different forms over the last year. It's about a year old, and the growth has been pretty phenomenal. I'm very grateful for that. If you've been following me for some time, 2020 has been an extremely challenging and horrible year for me. My wife of 10 years passed away, and there was some struggles leading up to her passing away that still taking a toll on me mentally that I'm dealing with. So, through this chaos that I was going through, I started the Vancouver True Crime Podcast and Instagram page. Didn't know what to expect. It's taken on different directions. And when I first created it, I was going to tell stories about the gang war in Vancouver, which I still want to do, but I'm still studying it, and I haven't quite wrapped my head around it. But it's an important story to tell. I'm passionate about the topic of missing, murdered Indigenous women. My grandmother was Native American, very good, solid woman who treated everyone with respect and had high morals and raised lots of kids, including me, for quite a long time. So I do that to honor her memory, and that's where that passion comes from. And then also too, I notice strange phenomena in our community. Young athletic men that go missing under very strange circumstances, which I will report on again. And I also like telling my own personal stories as well in my podcast. But the most important thing, I believe, that as this platform is growing and reaching quite a considerable number of accounts, there's weeks where I reach over 100,000 accounts and have 500,000 impressions, a number that I never thought would be possible a year ago. And it's all due to your interactions. So someone pointed out to me I used a hashtag, which I didn't understand that was offensive, and they brought it to my attention that it was, so I removed it. So I can deal with criticism, and if I'm doing something that you believe that's offensive, let me know. You don't have to smack me over the head with a big stick, but I'm pretty open-minded. I want to treat everyone with respect. And I believe that everybody is part of our community. I don't care if you're gay or straight, if you're white or black or Asian or Native or Aboriginal. However you identify yourself, you're part of the community. And what's important is that as our community is that we have dialogue, we inform each other about issues to keep each other safe, and we speak to each other. I recently blocked a person, and I don't really want to get into it too deep, because this is what I won't tolerate, because I go out of my way to be respectful, I make mistakes, but I won't tolerate someone hiding behind a private profile, smacking everybody with a big stick and just being snide and rude and I won't tolerate that. That will get you blocked. But I am open to criticism. I'm open to debate. And I'm open to someone telling me that they don't like what I'm saying or if I use a terminology that they find offensive, because I do not want to go out of my way to offend people. So other things that are going on with me is I'm currently working on the part two of the Clifford Olson. It's a very important story to me because this was my personal boogeyman and I was about to record it last night. But then I find some new information that really changes the dynamic of the story. So I'm going to try to record it tonight because I want to get it done. I have so much material. I could literally make a 10-part series, but between you and me, I kind of want to get Clifford Olson out of my head, and I want to move on now to more missing murdered women cases. There's a whole bunch on Vancouver Island that I've been researching and studying for quite a long time that I really want to uncover. There's a large number of women that are going missing on Vancouver Island and that I believe need more attention. I'm still going to cover a lot of current event cases that pop up. And because I want to speak directly to you, the audience, more and have more dialogue, I'm going to do my best is to try to do a weekly podcast that I'll post on the Instagram platform and also post on my podcast platforms where I talk about current events and things that have popped up, you know, missing women, missing men, crimes that have occurred that have drastically affected our community. The issue of homelessness and drug addiction is something I want to talk about on an ongoing basis. And I've been speaking to a lot of people about who understand the issue a lot better than me that work at it on the day to day. So I'm going to be doing some interviews. And I'm going to start doing more collaborations that I'm already in the process of doing. So this platform is really booming thanks to you. And I do feel that I have a better and an important responsibility to try to put out quality, factual information that affects our community. I do enjoy speaking to all of you who contact me through my DM, and I'm pretty open about different things. A lot of people have sent me information that become posts that become very popular posts, and I really appreciate this because I can't do it without you guys. So the success of Vancouver True Crime really truly comes from the community, and it's the community that I hope to serve well and do it responsibly. I'm almost at 10,000 followers, which is truly, you know, exciting for me. I want to do some type of giveaways and appreciation. I'm currently designing t-shirts, but with everything on my plate, I just haven't been able to be satisfied with the quality of the t-shirts because I want them to look good. And I'm going to give them away. They're not going to be for sale. You know, maybe down the road, if people want to buy them, that's fine. But right now, I'm trying to keep this ad-free as possible. I hate podcasts that have an ad in the middle of the, you know, that disrupts the flow. It doesn't mean that I'm never going to be open to sponsors, but I do not ever want it to interfere with the quality of the content and break up the flow of it. So I'm designing shirts, and I'm also going to be designing some stickers, and I'll be giving them away to people that have followed me from the beginning, who've interacted with me, who've liked my post, who I felt like I built a bit of a rapport. It's a way to say thank you. And as a podcast and the platform keeps growing, I am actively trying to get this on more platforms. Instagram has become the main page. But, you know, I grappled with, if you listened to my podcast, I talked about doing a WordPress site and things like that. I have a background in IT and I used to do websites back in the day. But right now, I feel like I don't really need a website, and that energy that it will take to build the website, I'd rather put into Instagram. I'm going to start putting up, doing more videos. I do a little bit on TikTok, but not a lot. But I've got a decent following there. But I'm not as active on TikTok as I am on Instagram. I just find that Instagram allows me to interact with the audience better than any other platform. At some point, I should do a proper page on Facebook. I just, you know, I'm a one-man show, so I only have so much time in the day. So Instagram and the podcast have been the priority, but I would like to be on more platforms, and I definitely would like to grow and expand as the audience and the followers and the platform grows. So that's the direction. So just to recap again, I'm going to try to do a weekly current event and interview show where I will collaborate with other people. And I'm almost at the 10,000. I'll probably hit 10,000 in a couple weeks. Just tracking the amount of growth. I've had days where I've had over 1,000 followers. So to all the new followers, thank you. And the old ones, thank you. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Like I said, this has been an amazing journey, and I'm very happy and grateful that I'm doing some type of work where I feel like I'm serving the community. I feel like I'm filling in a void because... So let's end it here. Thank you again. You're all truly amazing. I couldn't do it without you guys.